Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Tof Kuf Lamed Tes, which deals with the halachos of business transactions on Chol HaMoed. And we begin four lines down from the top with Sif Hey. The Mechaber starts and he says, Im hu dover she'eno matzui tomid li'achar moed. If the item that you're talking about doing business with is not something that will be easily found after Chol HaMoed, after Yontif is over. For example, Kagon, Sfinos, Oshayoros, the merchandise will not be able to be shipped out easily. The boats are leaving today. There are not going to be other boats available or caravans that are taking the merchandise. In those days, they were very dependent upon very set groups of either people on boats or in caravans taking the stuff. It's not like today you can just order UPS whenever you want. And these caravans, Sinos, Oshiro, Shabo, they're only coming on Chol HaMoed. They may not come for a while afterwards. Oshahim of Akshim, Lotzeis, or they're considering going out, and therefore, umachu bezol, olachu biyoker. So they're either going to sell their stuff because they're leaving at a very low price, or they're going to buy stuff because they want to leave at a very good price. So in this situation, if you don't do the business with them on Chol HaMoed, it's a potential financial loss for you. So the Mechaber writes, in this situation, mutu liknos v'limkor, you can buy or sell on Chol HaMoed, afilu shelo litzorech tashmisho, even if it's not necessary for Chol HaMoed, because you're only doing it here for the normal business and to gain a good investment, and this is allowed. We'll see why. Why is this different than what we discussed yesterday? That's not allowed when we get to the Mishnah Berurah. And he says the same thing applies to Adin Liyuridim Hakvuim Mizman Lizman. The same thing applies to the fairs, the trade fairs that specific trades might have that only come up on an irregular basis at set times, and they don't have them every week. They have them every week, as we'll see. Then the din is different. So we just said quite a mouthful, and it seems to contradict a little bit what we said yesterday. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Ches, where he tells us, Pirish, the Avdin is Bara B'Sif HaKod, even though at the end of yesterday's shiur we learned, the Lo Mikre Dover Ovid, it's not called a financial loss, it's called a prevention of getting a profit. Elo imkein kishi im lo yimkor ato yavsid me'akeren, unless you're losing the principle itself, is somehow going to be ruined. And otherwise, it's just, well, I'm not making the money, that you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, so why here are you allowed to do this in Sif Hei? Abo b'shul rebach levad, eino mutter elim kein yotzi al yidei zeh, yosil simchas yontif. So we said in yes this year, unless there's going to be a loss to the principle, you're not allowed to do this type of business just because you're going to make a windfall, albeit we gave a kula, that if you're going to spend some of that windfall on sudas yontif, or even sudas Chol HaMoed we brought down, so then that would be good. Nevertheless, here it's different. That's only when it's normal business dealings. If you don't do it now, you can do it next week. Shev shalolim kor scharaso, Achar HaMoed Gam Ken. You're not really suffering any loss. You're right. You're missing out on the opportunity to make an extra 20% this week, but you'll make the extra 20% next week. So therefore, that's why in yesterday's shiur in Sif Dalet, we said you're not allowed to do this because it's minias rebach. You're just preventing yourself from gaining, and unless you're going to need that gain, or that's going to spur you, we said, to go and spend more money on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, so then you're not allowed to do it. Because you're not really losing anything, you're just preventing your temporary gaining right now, but you'll gain it next week. Aval here, in this situation, birevach she'eino matsui tomid, we're talking about a different scenario. This is not always available. If you don't do it now, the caravan's leaving, the boat's leaving, you won't be able to buy it at these prices. And this is therefore called, commotion before, so we just explained, bishul ze gufo gam kein hitiru lo kidovor ha'ovid domya. In this situation, it is considered like it's a financial loss, because you won't be able to get these prices either to sell your stuff at a good price or to buy stuff at a very low price. That will not be available, and that's called the Dover Ovid, as opposed to the Minias Revach, preventing of windfall, that we discussed in Sif Dalet. So hopefully that explains the distinction between yesterday's Sif Dalet, where you couldn't do it unless it was spending extra money for Simchas Yontif, and today in Sif Hei, where we say you're allowed to. Now, there are a couple of additional practical points that we want to look at. Dear Shu, footnote number 15 brings down, based upon this, that we're allowed to do these business transactions, so we learned previously in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, Shepri Shloyeh Benimtzu Achar Moed, if there's fruits that are going to be out of season after the Moed, Mutaliknoso, you'd be allowed to purchase them on Chol HaMoed, even though you're not eating them on Chol HaMoed. Of course, if you're eating on Chol HaMoed, you can purchase them. But here you're talking about you want to pickle them, you want a lakovsho b'moed, you want to pickle them on Chol HaMoed, so you'll have them for after the yontif. Afogav sheino roi l'moed, even though they won't be able to be eaten on Chol HaMoed because you're pickling them. And this type of business transaction is allowed. Just like Kmoshitiu befrachmatya shaloyim senu achar mor. Just like with this business dealings, if you don't buy it now, you won't be able to get it at any other time. So too with the fruits. That's why we permitted that as well. The issue footnote number 17 says, from a Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, that if you have a suffek, if you're going to be barviach or not, that also is a heter to go and do this in the case where it's allowed. The Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschel, Umachro Bezol, adds, he says, Dafka b'ofen zeh, only in this situation where you're able to sell your stuff at a very good price or to purchase at a very good price. Avoliknos mihem be'erach hashavet, but just to buy with them at the regular standard prices, so they're nearer dafilu hu l'tzorach tashmisho, even if you need it right now, kol she'enu l'tzorach hamoed, osur. He brings out for the Maimon Mordechai, then that would not be allowed. You'll get it some other time. It's because the prices are so good, either for your selling or for your buying, that gives you the heter to do this, but not if it's the regular prices. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds and he says that when you're allowed to do this, what the Mechava just said you're allowed to do, because it's not going to be readily available, Dover She'eno Matsui Tomid Lachar Amoed, he says, Vafilu Meir Leir. You can even travel from one city to another city. Mutu Lisa B'chay Gavna. He brings this down. It says, Das Atzmo, this is the Ramah on his own, is saying this, that you'd be allowed to go and travel. And the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha adds over here, hey, to travel to another city, that's certainly a tircha meruba. That's a lot of extra work. And we previously said in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin, the harvacha also litroch bishvila, you're not allowed to do a lot of work even to go and make this profit. Here it's different. Tzorich lomar, the mairi bi'ish, sha'asko u'mechiyoso tomid l'nsoya ridim. This person makes his living from going to these fairs from town to town. This is his business. His entire livelihood is dependent upon going to these fairs. Let's say he has a type of a store where he does the buyouts. When a person is trying to get rid of all of his merchandise, he goes and buys it. So he has to go to these fairs, and on the last day of the fair, he buys up all the merchandise that hasn't been sold, and then he sells it. So that's his business. If he doesn't do this, then it's considered a dover or oved, and therefore it is allowed. Vishari. And he brings this down for the Matzah Sashekel, as brought down by the Magen Avraham. Now, Dirshu footnote number 18 brings down, even though previously we said in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Vav in the Mishnah Berurah that Tircha Merubah is not allowed for a Dover Oved, so the Prima Gadim disagrees, and he says, in this situation, it's different. He says, this person's Michyas Odom, his whole Parnasa, is dependent upon this, and therefore, it is called a Dover Oved in this situation. We go back to the Mechaber, who continues, Avo Makomo Sheishlem Shuk Yom Echo B'Shavua, but in places that have a regular market. So every Monday, let's say, they have this market for this product. So it's not just a Chol HaMoed. It's every single Monday. And if he doesn't go this Monday, he'll go next Monday. So Eino Mutu Limkor V'Liknos B'Yom HaShuk Shebesoch HaMoed. Then he doesn't have the right to go and do the business to purchase and sell on the Chol HaMoed day of the Shuk, because he doesn't do it this week. Do it next week. Shein Zedavar Ovid. Therefore, it's not a financial loss for him. And therefore, Shebeino Nimkar B'Yom HaShuk. If he doesn't do it this week, Shebesoch HaMoed, that's in the Chol HaMoed of this week, Yimakar B'Yom HaShuk L'Shach HaMoed. He'll do it next week after Yontif is over. And therefore, the Mechaber says, only if it's Efshar, if it's a situation, Sheino Matsui Tomid L'Achar Moed, only when it's not a regular market, and it won't be available in any certainty right afterwards. But if it's available every week, so then you can't do this. We didn't do the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nir test, which goes on the previous statement of the Mechaber. The same thing is for those types of markets that are only every now and then, come at a regular time, but not weekly. Similar would be if you had a certain type of a market that was known as this word, Krasne Targ. It doesn't come every week. It only comes irregularly. And the same thing would even apply before their Pesach, which they call Easter. So their Pesach, if it comes out on Chol HaMoed, and they had a special market for that, and there's a tremendous amount of business that goes on then, is a prelude to their holiday. So he brings up that this is also called a market that doesn't come on a regular basis, and you'd be allowed to go and do with the heterim that we just said in Sif Hei to do it in this market as well. Then the Ramah had said you're allowed to travel afilu meir leir. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav tells us, look in the Bir Halacha. And we had just looked at this Bir Halacha before. I forgot to mention that the Mishnah Berurah told us to go look in his Bir Halacha. Sif Katan Chav Aleph, that now goes on the new piece of the Mechaber that we just said, that if it's a regular weekly marketplace, you can't go do this. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavala tells us, in lo sha'idei harevach, yotzi yosi l'simchas yontif, chanal b'sif dalet. The heter that we gave in yesterday's shir in Sif dalet, that if you're going to go make a little money, and you're therefore going to be able to spend more money on the yontif and on cholamoid, so then it's allowed. So that same heter applies here as well. Because if you don't need to do it this week, you do it next week, that's not going to give you a heter to do it bedavka on Chol HaMoed. And he says, so he says, of course, we talked previously that if you're going to lose your principal, if everybody's buying this week and the next week it's not going to be needed and you have to sell it for half price, and that's called losing the principal, so then you'd be allowed to even do it on Chol HaMoed. But if it's the same pretty much prices every single week, and Monday's the day that everybody goes shopping, so every Monday it's pretty much the same, so then you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this. The Ramah now adds, and he says, Hagah, the Tagor Shekona Mizeh Umoch Lezeh. A middleman, he's buying from this guy and selling it to that guy. So he's always doing business back and forth in this way. V'chozeh V'kone Umocha, he's constantly being a middleman. He picks up merchandise and he sells merchandise. He doesn't have a store himself. So in his situation, Mutter, the heavy dover Oved, he brings down from the Kolbo that he would be allowed to go and do transaction this way because this is his business again. This is how he stays in business. If he doesn't go and get new product all the time, he's going to be out of work. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Chav Gimel, if he sells today, then he gets new merchandise and he sells it the next day. If he doesn't go and purchase anything today, he won't have anything to sell tomorrow. He'll lose over here, and therefore that is allowed. The Morgan of Rom, Shehalah, the Morgan of Rom brings down the Afa Pikain in a Mut Limko Rach Beveso, the Loleche Bechonus Befirsum. Even this person is allowed to do this, he has to do it privately, he has to do it Betzina as much as possible, because otherwise, it looks like he's opening up for regular business. So he'd be allowed to do this, but only in a private sort of a way. And again, I think essentially this is because this is his parnasa, this is his livelihood, and if he doesn't do this, he's not going to have anything to sell. It's going to be a dover avid for him. Now we're going to Sifab. The Mechaber writes, Mitzia, if you find something, to go and search for things that you can have as a mitzia, that you're not allowed to go and spend a lot of extra effort on. For example, Kigonor Shehitziv Dogim Al Sfaso, a river overflowed, and there's a lot of fish lying on the bank now because the river overflowed and the water receded, and the fish are left stranded over there, and this is a mitzia. You could go and get free fish. So you're not allowed to go and spend a tremendous amount of effort. Also, la'osvam kidei l'kavsham, you can only get fish that you need for that yontif, but you can't go and collect 100 fish and go and salt them and pickle them and keep them for the future. Unless they would be able to be eaten on the moed. So then you're allowed to take as many as you need, even though you may not eat all of them on the moed, but since some of them could be eaten on the moed, so then it's okay. But if you're pickling them for future usage, so they're not going to be edible on the moed, that you're not allowed to do. That's called a mitzia. That's not a loss, financial loss to you. It's a prevention of a windfall, and that falls into the regular rules that we just said. Shavur in Sivkot and Chavdali explains, Avshal Yimso Som Liachar Amoy. Hey, this doesn't happen every week, so it's not going to be around every week the river overflows and leaves lots of fish on the bank just waiting to be picked. No, even though that won't occur, nevertheless, you're not allowed to do this. Lo Dami, this is different, the Lashayara, than the caravan that's leaving, Shein Mitzuya, that won't be around next week. The Sharinan Leal, we said above, that you're allowed to do Mecha Chomemcha Mishum Revacha, because otherwise you won't be able to sell your goods. That's different. The shiny Mecca Chumemkar, the Chai Odom, who find it also, Toloi Bezeh. This is his business. If he can't ship his product, then he's out of business. So that's why it's allowed for the caravans on Chol HaMoed. The Daitam Azetomit, he's constantly worried about how am I going to ship my product? How am I going to get my product? Either get it or ship it. Hilkoch Shavib Seda. That's why that's a different scenario, and that's called a financial loss for the person. As opposed to Mashiach b'Mitzia, these fish that you find on the bank here, duhu rak rav chobiyama, that's pure windfall, and therefore that you're not allowed to do. The issue foot number 21 brings down v'nizdamin lo liknos chayvitz b'chol hamoed b'zol. If you'd have an opportunity to buy something very cheap on chol hamoed, v'lo yamotz liknoso b'mechir zel yachamoed, but it won't be available at this price after chol hamoed. So Moshe Feinstein's atzala, the Igros Moshe brings down that is considered a dover ovid umutu liknoso b'moed, and you would be allowed to purchase that on chol hamoed. Even though you don't need it, but it's a great opportunity for you to buy this stuff at a low price. Likewise, if a person gets to a place And he sees, they're selling something which they don't sell in his hometown. He happens to be there, and he says, wow, this would be a great buy to bring back to my hometown. He's allowed to go and purchase that on Chol HaMoed as well. However, but if that still will be available after Chol HaMoed in the place where he is, and he's planning on staying there anyway, he could stay there, so then then he can't buy it on Chol HaMoed, he should buy it after Yontif is over. Same thing applies to a Talmud that's returning to the yeshiva, and he's going right back after Yontif. Now, he wants to buy some stuff now that he'll take back with him to the yeshiva. He wants to buy it on Chol HaMoed. Also, Lassuskin, he shouldn't do this. What should he do? Stay after Yontif an extra day or so and buy the stuff then, rather than being mezalzel on Chol HaMoed. It's probably not the psak that most people would have thought. They would have said, run back to the yeshiva. He says, no, here, it's better not to be mezalzel on Chol HaMoed and go and purchase it afterwards, after Yontif, and instead, lihishar yom nosaf, stay an extra day bebeis harav in your parents' house. And there, purchase everything that's needed for going back to the yeshiva after Yontif and not on Chol HaMoed. Finally, Umishin is Damin Lulimkor b'Chol HaMoed b'Mezumin. You're selling something, and the person right now has the cash to pay for it. But if you wait till after Chol HaMoed, next week he's going to have to buy it on credit, and you're not sure that he's ever going to pay you for it. So that's called the Dover Aved, and the Rav Po'alim, Shil Shuv's Rav Po'alim, says that you would be allowed in this situation to go and sell it on Chol HaMoed for the cash rather than sell it the week afterwards for credit. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Hamal ve'eschaveiro al chayfetz, if you're lending your friend money, and he is using certain merchandise as the collateral for that. So you're lending him money, al chayfetz, based upon this object, or al schora, or in some merchandise, al tanai, with the understanding, shim lo yifalo sof shmoni yomim, if he doesn't pay you back by, let's say, 8 days, shia konilo, so then this collateral becomes yours. So you're allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed. So yesh matirim, v'yesh osrim. Some permit this and some forbid this. You look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chaf Hei, he writes, Rosh Lomar, Achash Mon Yomim, that the loan is due after 8 days. And the question is, can you do this on Chol HaMoed? Because it looks like it's a purchase. It's like you're doing business because it's become yours after Chol HaMoed. So Siv Katan Chaf Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh Matirim, there are those that say that this is permissible because Shein Zef Rak Matcha El Havav, because you're not doing business, you're doing a loan. You're hoping he'll give you back your money. It's only the collateral if he doesn't give you back the money. And the real business dealing is really only going after the Yontif. So therefore, it should be allowed. On the other hand, there are those who say no. Because if you allow this, then you know what's going to happen? Every single person is going to say, yes, I'm giving you a loan. And if you don't pay me back the loan, then I'll get that merchandise. Well, that's called buying and selling merchandise. And that's what will happen. V'yarimu, everybody's going to do this as a trick. Shol yamekachal el haharmon. Oh, yeah, I'm only buying it, and I'm only really taking possession after Chol HaMoed. No, you're buying it on Chol HaMoed. And it's a trick, and therefore, v'yesh osrin. U'besoch ha'moed yalavah. So this is only a trick that it's a loan. It's really a purchasing. How do we pasken? The Mishnah Berurah says, Uladina bevadi tov lahachmir ki yesh osrim. This yesh osrim is a very strong yesh osrim, because really people are going to do this as a trick. However, mikol makom, if somebody relies upon the yesh matirim opinion, ein limchos, you don't have to protest this, biyada mekel, if somebody's mekel over here and relies upon the yesh matirim, if, in fact, if they're really relying upon this, because it really was a loan, and you don't want to get the merchandise, you really want to get your money back, but you want the collateral just in case he can't pay, so then, if you're really not doing this as a trick, and you want to rely upon the Yesh Matirim, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to protest this, but he says it's preferable to follow the opinion of the Yesh Osrim. The issue footnote number 22 has a further discussion about Harama, with some cases that we've had previously, Ayin Shom. Du Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Akum, if a non-Jewish person, Shapar Yisrael, Yayin Bechovo, pays back a Yid, the money that he owes the Yid, he pays him back with merchandise, for example, he gives him wine, so Mutal Kablo Mimenu, you're allowed to go take it from him on Chol HaMoed, aye, that's getting business? No. Kidematzil Miyodu Domi. This is saving the money, because you wouldn't be able to get it necessarily the following week. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chav Ches explains the Hu Bechlal Davar Avid. This is considered a financial loss if you wouldn't get the money now. In Lo Yikabel Achshav, you may never get it, so therefore you're allowed to go get it now. With this, we conclude today's shiur.